Humbug by Tina Stubbs, award-winning author. Narrated by Nicola Maria Rose from NMR Voices. Humbug. Here is the humbug. He always feels blue. And funnily enough, he's that colour too. He's moping and moaning wherever he goes. But why he's so miserable, nobody knows. A cloud rains down on him and he has no hat. And the only true friend he's got is his cat. While walking around looking gloomy and glum, he met with some children having some fun. "Hey, humbug," shouts Billy. "Just stop feeling blue. Come over and join us and have some fun too." "No, really, I can't. I just feel too sad. But you carry on now, there's a good lad." Billy thought, "Oh, this is crazy. And I've had enough of the humbug and all of his miserable stuff. I've got some ideas that might help him to see just how happy that even a humbug can be." "So, humbug," said Billy, "let's you and I go to a simple place I think you need to know. Use imagination to find and see that you can become just as happy as me."
Humbug was puzzled.
"This place, where is that? Is imagination somewhere I could take my cat?" "No, silly," laughed Billy, and pointing he said, "That place is in here, up above in your head. Just do as I do and you'll very soon see that your dark cloud is gone and from sadness you're free."
The humbug, he groaned, but did as Billy said. How on earth could this strange place be up in his head? The humbug thought Billy was totally mad, and as a result, he was even more sad. Then Billy said,
"Humbug, just think of your cat. If she put on blue flippers and wore a red hat."
So the humbug thought hard, and the vision he saw was his cat in a hat with blue flippers for paws.
"Oh my goodness," he thought. "My cat's funny and daft, and if I'm not careful, I might even laugh." Billy said,
"You look happy and cheerful with glee. It's all because you could think positively."
What's it?" asked Humbug. "Whatever is that? And what might it do to both me and my cat?"
"Positive thinking will be the best way to make you feel happy and brighten your day. So when you feel sad, you can turn it around. And a frown makes a smile if you stand upside down. Now, Humbug, I'll teach you a game you can play. It makes you feel happy and it works every day."
But Humbug is doubtful.
I don't think I can. I'm not sure that positive is the right plan. I don't feel strong enough playing your game. And my cat is quite likely to feel the same."
But Billy says,
"Humbug, just give it a go. You might enjoy it, you just don't know. Now, think a good thought like a flowering seed. Then try something bad like a dry, thorny weed. Now think of the thought that you want in your head. You pull out the weed, plant the flower instead. Say to yourself, 'I will and I can.' And then say it all over again and again."
The humbug, he groaned as he went on his way, but he felt he should try it the very next day. It was hard to begin with, he truly did find, but he carried on planting good thoughts in his mind. He kept on repeating,
"I can,"
and
"I can,"
and he said it again and again and again.
After a time, he felt a lot brighter. Even his moods became happy and lighter. Although on the outside his colour stays blue, he now doesn't feel it inside of him too. His cat is delighted to have him around. His life is much nicer with this game he has found.
Try to find some good in everything you know. Learn to always do this and your good thoughts will grow. Think of positivity, just like that good thought seed, and you can grow into a flower and not a bad thought weed. Let us remember how to play this smiley happy game, and we will soon begin to see that nothing stays the same. Don't ever be like Humbug. He was always feeling blue. Remember positivity, and it will shine through you. Believe you can, and you will see you'll be the best that you can be.